Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Siyasangana kweze kuseni mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesibili mhlaka 13 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Enzi hamba pambili.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela enganeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo.
Ele Melika selethe seyindodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. U-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShitagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo.
Umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo.
Uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika, owe-US Africa Summit obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eWashington DC. Ihlandla lama-semifinals awe-FIFA World Cup liqala namuhla ngomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Argentina le-Croatia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende waseMelika izolo wethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShitagwireyi uSandra Mpunga izijeziso zenotho esithi ababili laba benza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo i-corruption. Ugatsha lukahulumende weMelika olwe-Office of Foreign Assets Control i-OFAC lwazise ukuthi uMnangagwa Jr. lo mkatagwireyi bafakelwe izijeziso lezi ndawonye lonqobile Magwizi lo obheji muka kanye lamankampani amabili lobudlelwano lotagwireyi abalisa Fossil Agro kanye le-Fossil Contracting. Izijeziso lezi zandulele umhlangano omkhulu ophakathi kukamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden labakhokheli bamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit oqala namuhla khonapha eWashington DC. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga kulomhlangano ngoba ungomunye wamalunga e-ZANU-PF afakelwa izijeziso zenotho nguhulumende waseMelika ebethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. UMnumzana kuDakwaShitagwireyi ongumnikazi wenkampani yeSakunda Holdings njalo engumngane kamongameli Mnangagwa yena wetheswa izijeziso ngo-2020. EleMelika lazise njalo ukuthi selesule amabizo amanye amalunga eZANU-PF alitshumi lasikhombisa 17. Kuluhlu lwalo lwezijeziso abalisa uMnumzana Rugare Kumbo, u-Ignatius Chombo, Nicholas Koche labanye. Sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla le-TCCC eMelika uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
I-America lokhu iqhubeka ngendaba yabo yama-sanctions, thina we have nothing to do with it. U-champion in chief uChamisa wakhuluma ngakho wathi ama-sanctions kumele ahambe, but i-America layo ibone ngathi kuqakathekile abakwenzayo.
Ithi njalo iMelika abantu laba baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo esingathi yi-corruption. Okuludaba lani elihlala likhala ngalo ukuthi inkohlakalo ivelela kakhulu kuhulumende, lingathini ngalokho?
Hayi, njengoba ngikhulume kuqala laphana ngisithi mina i-America layo ifaka izijeziso after sebebona ukuthi inkohlakalo ihamba kanjani. So thina njenge-TCCC saqala sikhuluma from the beginning ukuthi ama-sanctions kumele akhitshwe, but ma bebone kuqakathekile ukuthi bayafake njenge-America, hayi thina siyaphonga ukukhangela lathi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani.
Abezanu PF bona bathu kuthele bathi izijeziso lezi ziveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende weMelika akazimiselanga ukuvuselela ubudlelwano bakhe leZimbabwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Mina ngithi mina ma sifuna ukukhangela ukuthi izikonomi masikhangela ngendaba zeikonomi zamazwe wonke jikelela emhlabeni lapha bahamba through iAmelika noma kuyifinance, i-financial transactions, i-New York Stock Exchange. So ma iZimbabwe layo ifuna ukukhonsidwa, kumele ikhangele ukuthi izijeziso lezi zivela ngaphi, kuye bangazilungisa njani. Thina asilandaba lakho lokhu siyi-CCC, ngoba thina sabatshela sathi kumele babone labo ukuthi bayihambisa njani indaba leyo, ukuthi balungise izinto okumele iAmelika ikhiphe izijeziso.
Yona iZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi iphakathi kwemizamo yokulungisa ubudlelwano bayo leMelika lamanye amazwe yangentshonalanga esingathi ngama Western countries. Ngemva kwezijeziso lezi, ubona iZimbabwe iqhubeka yini izama ukudlelana lamazwe la ikakhulu iMelika, kumbe la izahle ikhalale iqalise ukwenza okwayo?
Ehluphayo kathesi mnumzana Nkomo ikuthi we are a small world, we are connected, interconnected amazwe wonke. Imali zonke la ma-financial transactions adlula through iAmelika. So ukuthi iZimbabwe layo izonde ithi siyenze izinto zayo, bawuzama khonokho since 2001 befakelwa izijeziso, akukasebenzi. Siyabona ukuthi kathesi sokuafekta labantu abathengisa amatamatisi ezitradeni eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika. Sixoxe njalo lelunga lezanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena osole kakhulu lezi zijeziso.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe leAmerika libuya lingenela ezindabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo. Ngoba mina bembona engazathi lobo sokufanana nokuthi kona usungena emzini womuntu, ngoba wona mhlawumbe uzibona uneziqhwanga ezokuthi uyakwazi ukungena lapho ufuna khona. Kukanti akumelanga kube yinto enjalo. Mina bengiqala ukuthi kona babekhangele izinto ababezikhangele ezingakhona okomhlabathi lokunye lokho. Kodwa nxase bezekhata njengokuthi kona kathi sebethethe unkosikazi katabhile nomntana kamongameli babafaka khonapho. Lakhe kahle pho abafuna ukujeziswa kuyini, njalo kunceda ngani, kusiza njani njengelizwe leZimbabwe. So kudengisa nje ukuthi hayi abantu nje abafuna ukujengisela iziqala zabo phezu kwabanye abantu.
IMelika baba Chuma ithi abantu laba baphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, yikho nje befakwe kuzijeziso lezi. Ikakhulu kuthiwa badlelana lobaba uTagwirei, iMelika ethi ngumuntu okhohlakeleyo kakhulu.
Umnumzana uTagwirei siye sambona, yabona ebeku-graduation ceremony eSolusi University, echasisa uhamba wakhe ikhampani ubana yakuqala njani njalo ngowapha umnyaka ngangale phambanii, yabona wathi ngo-2001 ne-2003 ekhula waze wafaka indlu yakhe, wathengisa indlu yakhe ukuthi akhulisele ibhizinisi yakhe, wakhuliseya phambili. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi kona abantu abanjenge-America ekhuluma nge-democracy njalo lokuthi umuntu nxa ethiwa wona uwomile uqala ahanjiswe emthethwandaba andibana ukuthi yosuka yiwomile, but umuntu uyaphisha selina afake kuhle phambi komthethwandaba. Pho bona nxa bezakhuluma ngokuthi bona odabureyi labona labo unkosikazi wakhe labo bayenza i-corruption eyinto esayifingakayiboni thina lapha, ngoba even ama-courts ethu asiye ngentawona ekhona efikayo yamtraya genezi yambamba ukuthi yenze ulutho olubi.
Ungathi izijeziso lezo kwengezwa kwazo kuthiya imizamo yeZimbabwe leMelika zokuthi zivuselele ubudlelwano ingapi?
yalimaza kakhulu sibili ngoba angiyabona umongameli welizwe uthethe isinqumo sokuthi bona iZimbabwe izaba umngami wamazwe wonke ayifuni ukuthi ibe nesika ngitsho lasinye. Yikho ubona ethethe uhlelo lalolo lokuthi bona engage and re-engage. Xa sithi engage sithi abanye mhlawumbe bethi ngazalani nabo sidinge ubudlelwane nabo. I-re-engagement ilabo ebevele sizwalana nabo. Kodwa sakubona sesingasazwanani so sifuna ukuthi sibuyele bakithi mayoyo asikhulumele umlotha sibuyele sithizwane njalo njengankulunkulu siyenza makuqala manje pho laba sebesebetshengisa-ke lokwalathi ngesingizi i-big brother mentality yokufuna uba nje yibhuli ilolo konokwana nje ukuthi kona ufuna ukuhlukumeza njeti utshengisele kona wena ulamandla ukuthi ungayenza ngitsho la yini oyithandayo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ulilunga lebandla lezano PF. Sixoxela ekobulawa yo. Kusenjalo uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugcilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika obizwe ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden. UBiden uzahlangana labakhokheli bamazwe e-Afrika laba khonapha eWashington DC. Bekhulumisana ngokuthiyeneyo okugoqela amabhizimusi. Umongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga ngoba wetheswa izijeziso yiMelika isithi akahloniphi amalungelo kaZulu. IZimbabwe izamelwa ngumphathintambo wayo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba emhlanganweni lo. Ngokuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqakatheke kubani. Ungabe uqakatheke kuwona ama-Afrika noma uqakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni? Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela akade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobucwepheshe, i-technology, yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa. Kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano-ke, uBiden uzama-ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu ebeselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Babunkomo akekho kulo mhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho yiMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa u-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKudakwashita Gwirei labanye abatshiyeneyo ibethesa umlando wokuphatheka kwindaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisithi zizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala, bamnkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona-ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe
abuseka kangcono kakhulu eAmerica ejabulela ukuthi yakhubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, for Kenya, sibungeno Zambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala iAmerica ebheke kuwona. Kodwa ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi iAmerica, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela sibonile izano ichaya abantu ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo uhlaziya ezombusaswe sixoxela ekwele South Africa. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. iNewsday ithi ugatsha lwezempilakahle solulaye abongi ukuthi baye emhlanganweni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eHarare kusasa ozaqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi nyika inobakwaneveni bayo kumbe ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi. iChronicle ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqaphe isimo kwezempilakahle kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhakha omutsha weCOVID-19 kwele Botswana. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu
Studio 7 linjani linjani wasakazi wethu lesizwe endaba zeZimbabwe ezingathatha ihlangothi. Angilankani ngento eyenziwe nguChiwenga. UChiwenga akalanhloni sibi. Esuka khona le kibi emashonalende siyavulisa isibhedlele eMatiblende siyakhiwe ngabantwana besigaba. Abantwana besigaba bazakhele beyakhela abadala babo. So uChiwenga sezovulisa isibhedlele leso ezoqhatsha abantu bakibo khona ngane bavele emashonalende. Akulungakho lokho yena abakwenza uChiwenga. Akulunga ngampela. Ikliniki le bekumele ukuthi ivulwe ngomasebhu abesigaba ngoba into le yenziwe abantu babo. Wona uChiwenga uma efuna ukuvula ikliniki kaba yakhe iyabo iklinika behambe beyivulela abantu nje. Uhulumeni athi bathi bahulumeni wabantu kanti manje uma behulumeni wabantu wabantu bazakhela njani namakliniki ona bekhona. It's not fair. Uchiwe ngakuthi nje abantu abangalandloni kabayangeki. Umuntu wakhona uyaphonguwa vele ebantwini nje into engayakhwanga nguwe vele kadingeki kade ngadingeki uChiwenga. Kanti sibahle baze baqeda inyama baqede ezakhamizi izinyama esuka khona le eHarare sokuqedela abantu baseplumpe inyama yabo shuwala amasojable uChiwenga. Hayi zinuke namagwaba abantu bemashonalendi. Hawu okunye kuyayangisa manje.
Msakazi angibingelele msakazi wamomuhle labalaleli bonke linjani basakazi bethu okhuluma ngesijumba msakazi. Bengithi lami ke ngiphawule loludaba lolu lama MPs lawo athola imali ezinkulu kangako abantu behlupheka. Sazi nabo lawo ma MP lawa kusibo bantu okufanele ukuthi bamela abantu ngoba buka ke bathatha leyo mali begijimisa ukwakha izindlu zabo bakhohle ukuthi bathethe imali yelizwe. Ngabe bathatha leyo mali bavule amaplazi kulinywe loba amatamatisi loba yini ezenza abantu bakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi abantu baselizweni ilizwe lakhiwe. So kuyacaca ukuthi lokho ngabantu nje abafuna ukuzidlela abafuna ukudla esiswini sabo kuphela abamelanga abantu. So abafunakala abantu abanjalo kuyimi engibaphethe vele bengiyase mbaxotshe same time hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe bengizothini. Abafanelanga kumela abantu labo msakazi. Imali msakazi ayinikezwe abantu abasebenza ngaphandle kwelizwe. Yibo abantu abazoza leplan yokwakha ilizwe. Yibo abantu abalomqondo wokusebenza abangeke bathathe imali bayidlalise. Mina ngokubona kwami lawa ama MP kuyafana le mali lama $15,000 esezokuthiwa anikezwa ama-overdue kudala benzani ngayo.
Sanibonani basazi beStudio 7. Siyalibingelela njalo boChris Gandhi labontungamini Nkomo ngomsebenzi omuhleli wenzayo lapho. Hayi, sithanda ukubonga imibuzo ekuyibuzo obabugawule. Yababuza impela ngecorruption esezweni, uyafuna ukuphendula laphana yezwakala ngemali le yokuthiwa kumele kube namapulazi kulungisenile ukuze ngezelele ugesi ngendaba zamasola kumbe ezomoya kanjani njani. Kuyezwakala mpela ukuthi kule mali ezafakwa lapho, kodwa kulabantu abakade idliwa ngobani. Ma ungakhumbula ukuthi uzibuse simthethe nini, kwenzakaleni, kwenzakalani kuwe. Khuluma baba lapho ukuthi umgwaqo uyasala ingaphelanga, amadama asala engaphelanga, kubangelwa yini. Ma uthi uyabheka, ngiyakuzwa linganisele South Africa ukuthi Eskom la iyahlupheka ngogesi. Yes, of course, South Africa into zangikhona beziphilwa lona leyo mpilo ebiphilwa khona lapho kubozangiphesi into eyimfihlo. Kodwa kuthe sokuqala ukuvela ababona, ababona ukuthi kune-corruption, bayabadedulula babashiye babachayile. Lini elingavumi ukukhulunywa kwenu kuyesabela. Ma umongameli walapha eSouth Africa le mali engange-20 engahamba ama-millions amadola ajontshwe endlini. What about lina khona ngapho elingafuni ukukhulunywa, kaningafuni ukusolwa? Lile malini le lina? Izimali nazo ziyaphuma ama-500 million okuthiwa amagranti la anikezwa wona ama-ministers. Kanti kasebenzi ama-ministers wona lawo? Asebenzi na umbuzo yokuthi abasebenzini imali yonke bengaka ezibhedlela kunamithi, akulalutho. Ezikolweni siyanikezwa ukuthiwa sizithengele amabhuku, kodwa bona umnanga wakho abathiwe funisa abantu babo izinto zezihole esikolweni.
Nimbone Studio 7, simbone ninjani na hayi nami ngiyaphila. Sibona nje kuyaluyalu
obezwe lakithi.
Kunento nje ngibuza eyodwa kubantu laba abayemukele i-40,000. Yebo, yebo, imali ye-fraud leyo. Into engiyibuzayo ukuthi kati i-government yake yaba nemali kumbe imali abantu abakulona i-bank. So lapha kulombuzo onzima kini engizibuza wona ukuthi hawu kati uhamba njani. IZimbabwe sile bank kumbe i-reserve bank yiyo eboleka abantu imali yokuthiwa ngiyakulona. So le mali le ebalelwa izandla ile problem. So ke into engizama ukuyichazisela abantu lapha ukuthi hayi, lapha abantu laba abayemukela imali sebeyemukela imali ngendlela engayisiyiyo, ngoba ayila bank statement ukuthi imali ngithole ebank kwahamba kanje kanje kanje. So enye into engizama ukuyifaka lapha ukuthi ama-MPs bengazami ukuzidefenda ngento engalaya msebenzi, bona ba-receive imali yokusela.
Ngiye ngithi ukulibingelela abalaleli nabasakazi beStudio 7. Eyi, nami ngithi inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu ngalo ubaba abathi umgawule lowo. Mina ngenze ngifise nje ngize ngihambisane lomunye ubaba okwakhuluma wathi imali yabeliswelo kokuthi lifake umuntu ongakhuluma lani ekhulumela izanu, ngalula lifake izinja nje zikhonkothe than kufake ugawule. Ugawule into ayikhuluma akayazi ukuthi umi kuphi, akakwazi vele. Singamfanisa ukuthi ngumalulwane nje ukuthi kuyaphapha inyoni, kodwa ungakubheka kahle ligundwane, isinanakazana, akaqedakali ukuthi yena umi kuphi, ugawule unjani.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC lisungula umhlangano walo wokukhetha abakhokheli abatsha kuliviki ngesikhathi lisehla kakhulu inani labantu abasekela leli bandla. Umsakazo munye uthi umongameli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin kasoze aqhube umhlangano wakhe avame ukuwenza ephendula imibuzo yentatheli zindaba lonyaka. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi uPutin ehluleke ukwenza lomhlangano phakathi kweminyaka elithumi edluleyo. Isizathu asaziwa, kodwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia liphakathi kokulwisana lele Ukraine.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Ihlandla lama semifinals omncintiswano weFIFA World Cup lisungulwa namuhla kwele Qatar. Ngomdlalo ophakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. IMorocco eyilolodwa iqembu laseAfrika eselisele kwimidlalo idlala leFrance kusasa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda.
IMorocco edume igama lokuthi the Atlas Lions igengule iPortugal 1-0 emdlalweni wabo wama-quarterfinals benza imbali enkulu ngoba kungela qembu leAfrika elake lafika kulesi sibanga. Mnumzana Thulani Ndlovu uthi imidlalo yalo nyaka ibe simanga ngoba kade kungena muntu obekhalele impumela ezikhona manje.
Khanye ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona kuzathatha itimu engazake ithathe lapha ngokubona kwami. Khangelela uChrissy idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu, idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu. IMorocco layo ngathi iseduzane. Kwele ukala sasi wazi vele Spain iba bafakathi oBrazil wapha nombukeli World Cup isiqalisa nje uyabukwazi ukucinga ukuyaqina kuyi Spain leBrazil lapho Argentina amabhesi vele asezisa ngaboni shows lapho ngoba I think imenzini vele ibhora ndibukele kawani
okufakazwa ngesinye njalo esakamiza kobulawa uNico Khumalo.
Hhawu uyabona le World Cup le ibhojanti itricky kodwa definitely i-Argentina ngibona izathatha ngoba anti uyabona i-Argentina nge-history even if that law, they get stronger with every stage they get to. And then again, all Messi is the driving force because he needs to set, he needs to equal Maradona's status by winning at least the World Cup. He has won everything.
Abesifazane abakhuthazwa ngudokotela uSindi ukuthi bangahluphani labo ngabo nxa befuna ukubukela ibhola kumabonakude.
Ukuthi kube mnandi endlini ngaleso sikhathi so kumele mama umsapoti ubaba mayithanda ibhola kungaba ngi-remote ukuthi wena usufuna ukubukela lokhana lalokhana umsapoti ngoba i-World Cup is just for a short time iyadlula kodwana amasopi apheli ahlele khona. Ngizithandela nje amathimethi e-Africa lapha but sendilahliswe iSenegal leGhana ndasisile ukuthi hayi ithemba lami sengikhangelele yona iMorocco.
Mama kuma semifinals iqembu leCroatia lingana lele Argentina kodwa ngolesithathu ebusuku iMorocco idlala leFrance. Amadoma amabili anqoba kulimdlalo azadibana ngesonto kuba ngayintezo yeWorld Cup ka 2022 eQatar. Ngimana Studio 7 iqembu lamukezo Jesus Bar.
Sibonge ijaha elidala uEzra Chisasvanda. Singake hlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Elemelika selethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uEmmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho ndawonye lonkosikazi kakulakwa Shetagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo. Uqala namhla umhlangano wokugxilisa wobudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eMelika. Ihlandla lama-semifinals aweFIFA Soccer World Cup liqala namhlanje umdlalo phakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. Kwanele mthwakazi omuhle likhumbule zikhona eza kusihlwa ngo-half past 7 na. Asifeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-half past 6. Yimi uNtunga Milinkomo litshone kuhle.